Yes, it is time to actually welcome once more to the programme our guru of matters to do with nutrition and health, and obviously in association with PharmaNord, but it's the very same, the one and only awesome Dennis the Chemist. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Good morning, and I'm mighty fine. Enjoying this wonderful summer, and hopefully we'll all have enough water to keep us going.
Indeed. So what would you like to share with us today?
Well, as you know, every day I drive my wife mad, cutting up newspapers, articles, buying books over the years that I've been in my pharmacy here in Manchester. 53 years in the same pharmacy. I'm approaching the age of 78 now, and I'm still in the same pharmacy doing prescriptions, selling the usual things that pharmacies sell, but enjoying helping people's health by looking at all aspects of what we call complementary medicine, using what we call health products, vitamins, minerals, and herbs. And as a pharmacist, I'm on the ball, asking the question, what medicines are you on? Because sometimes, obviously, there can be interactions between medicines and even health products. So if you ever have a question when you're buying products from your pharmacy, then you can always ask the pharmacist, can I take A with B? So let's see what I've been reading up in the last week since we spoke. So I'm surrounded here by about 8 cuttings. So let's see, and I will be linking what I'm reading to some of the PharmaNord products. This is the Danish company PharmaNord from Denmark, which happens to be the only country in Europe where health food products have to be made by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. And as a pharmacist, when I learnt 25 years ago that PharmaNord, they're actually based in Morpeth, in part of Newcastle. The English arm of PharmaNord, they're in about 50 countries across Europe. They're all made to pharmaceutical standards by Danish law in Denmark, but the PharmaNord headquarters for England is in Morpeth in England, and I've been to their headquarters. And Mr. Bent Henriksen, who's the managing director of the company, we became firm friends over 25 years ago when I found out, as I said, that his products were made to pharmaceutical standards. So on radio and television broadcasts that I've been doing over the year, BBC, GMR, Radio Lancashire, Radio Blackburn, Radio Liverpool, Granada TV, I've done programmes with Julie Goodyear years ago, who used to be in Coronation Street. I've done programmes with George Hamilton, the suntan film star from the Godfather film. And I did many programmes years ago with the now very famous Claudia Winkleman, who is the fringe lady in the Strictly Dancing programme. And so it's been a very enjoyable career, and still enjoyable, because I'm still learning every day from cuttings, newspapers, articles, new information to help people maintain good health. So let's jump in and see what we've got. So here's a heading. This was in the Daily Mail. Child diabetes risk soars with just 3 hours of screen time a day. And it goes on to say by Ben Spencer, their medical correspondent, that children who spend hours staring at smartphones have a raised risk of type 2 diabetes. Youngsters who look at screens for more than 3 hours a day are fatter and have a greater insulin resistance. Insulin resistance is the inability of the insulin, when it brings sugar to our 100 trillion cells, That's a lot of cells that our human body is made up of. And in every cell, there are different receptors. And one in particular is called the insulin receptor, where the insulin tries to put the right amount of sugar into our cell, because we need some sugar, but we have far too much. We need some sugar to give us energy. So this finding applies to televisions, tablets, mobile phones, computers, suggesting millions of children are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Under fives in Britain spend 4 hours and 11 minutes on average in front of electronic screens. And children aged 5 to 15 spend 5 hours and 33 minutes on average gazing at gadgets, according to the communications watchdog Ofcom. The latest research by St George's University of London suggests this behaviour of staring at screens for 3, 4, 5 hours is contributing to a worrying rise in diabetes. There are 4 million people with diabetes in the UK, and it costs the National Health Service nearly £10 billion a year. Not 10 million, 10 billion. And a billion is 1,000 million. So 10 billion is 10,000 million pounds a year. That's what the cost of diabetes to help people with this disease. That's the cost to try and help people. Type 1 diabetes is not affected by lifestyle and is not preventable. Unfortunately, type 1 diabetes is when the person's immune system attacks its own pancreas and damages the cells, which is where you make the insulin. They're called the islets of Langerhans, named after Dr. Langerhans, who found them. But type 2 diabetes usually occurs when fat content in the body becomes so high that it stops insulin maintaining a normal blood glucose level. This often happens when someone has been overweight for a long time, which is why it usually does not strike until middle age. Diagnosis of diabetes has risen in the last 10 years. 60%. Listeners, this is terrible. To explore the increase, experts monitored 4,500 children aged 9 and 10 at London primary schools. Those with more than 3 hours screen time a day were already showing warning signs of type 2 diabetes, according to the study published in the Archives of Disease in Childhood. And compared with those who spent less than an hour of a day in front of screens, the people had a 3% more body fat and 10% higher insulin resistance. Remembering again that insulin resistance is the body's inability of their own insulin, unable to put the sugar into the receptor where it should be going. So the researchers finally wrote, our findings suggest that reducing screen time may be beneficial in reducing type 2 diabetes risk factor in both boys and girls and in different ethnic groups from an early age. This is particularly relevant given rising levels of type 2 diabetes, the early emergence of type 2 diabetes risk, and recent trends suggesting that screen time related activities are increasing. Dan Howarth, who's the head of care at Diabetes UK, said type 2 diabetes in children is increasing at an alarming rate and should be of concern to everyone. He said, as a nation, that's 65 million people, we should all encourage physical activity, rather than a sedentary lifestyle for children and adults alike. Now, Pharma Nord, the Danish company we're talking about, the one who make things by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards, they have a product called BioGlucoControlled. Gluco, named after glucose, the other name for sugar. And we're all getting far too much sugar, and people are becoming more overweight and more obese. And now we've got the link to the sedentary lifestyle that young children are leading. And so Pharma Nord's new product, which came out 2.5 years ago, this product is made of two ingredients. One, it's called BioGlucose Control. It's controlling your glucose. One ingredient is a purple berry from the mountains of Chile. And the people living 1,100 feet up these mountains for centuries, they've eaten these berries where they grow up in the mountains. And the purple berry enables the people, what it actually does, this berry, it blocks the enzyme, this is the substance, which converts the starch that we're eating. That's bread, potatoes, pizza, pasta, rice, sweets, turnips, parsnips, all these starchy foods all get converted by an enzyme, glucosidase, to sugar. And that sugar is on top of the sugar that we're stuffing our children with, cakes, chocolates, sweets, biscuits. All these products are all already full of sugar. They don't have to be converted into sugar, like the carbohydrates in bread, potatoes, pizza, pasta, rice, chapati, sweets, turnip, parsnips. All those are starches which have to be converted into sugar by glucosidase. And this purple berry blocks the enzyme glucosidase, so it greatly reduces its ability to convert all those starchy foods I just mentioned into sugar. The other ingredient that they've put into this capsule that anybody over five can take, children over five take one capsule a day of BioGlucose Control, and adults take two a day. So the other ingredient they've put in is the mineral chromium, that those of you who are old enough to remember when car bumpers were made of the mineral chromium. People used to polish them with chrome cleaner, and it's shiny as a mirror. So the chromium has a job to do, but we're all low in chromium. We need a minute amount. We need 1/100,000,000th of a gram, 100 microgram. It's a minute amount, very small amount. And then you share it with your body cells. And how many cells in your body? 100 trillion. So you're sharing 1/100,000,000th of a gram of chromium, which is found in this capsule, BioGlucoControl. You're sharing it with 100 trillion cells. And now that you've got it, it's in the Pharma Nord capsule, BioGlucoControl. So you've got the berry, the purple berry, blocking the enzyme glucosidase from turning starch into sugar. And now you've got the chromium there, which allows you to open the door in your cells. There's like this receptor that we've been talking about, to allow the right amount of sugar to enter the cell. But without chromium, listeners, these receptors, the doors, don't open. So the insulin, if it can't put the right amount of sugar into your cell, will sort of painting a picture as if it was alive, as if it was a person. The insulin stands there, sort of scratching its bottom, thinking, what am I going to do with this sugar? the receptor won't open to allow me to give the person the right amount of sugar to create energy. You need some sugar for energy, but nothing like the amount we're all eating and the amount we're giving our children. You know, when you say you're giving your children treats, oh yes, they've got to have treats. It's a birthday party, or it's Christmas, or it's Halloween, or we're celebrating the end of the school and we're in school holidays. So you're giving them treats. You're giving them Mars bars and Bounty and Kit Kats and these treats. But these products have massive amounts of sugar. Mars bars and Bounties are roughly 6 to 7 spoons of sugar. You know, it's a colossal amount of sugar. You're only supposed to have, as an adult, 6 to 7 spoons of sugar in the entire day from your food. And children are only supposed to have 3 to 4 spoons of sugar a day. No wonder we're having such terrible health problems, and specifically becoming type 2 diabetes with so much sugar, and it gets stored as fat. And one of the reasons is that without the chromium I mentioned, which is in the Pharmanord product capsule, BioGlucose Control, without the chromium, the receptor won't open. It won't allow even the right amount of sugar to enter. Because without the chromium, the door doesn't open, and the insulin says, right, if I can't put the right amount of sugar into the cell, I'm going to store it as fat. I'm going to store it on your bottom as a fat bottom, on your liver. I'm going to give you, even if you don't drink alcohol, I'm going to give you a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It's bad enough drinking alcohol, whiskey, vodka, beer, drinking. Everybody, so many people are drinking alcohol. And we know too much alcohol is no good. We've heard recently there are 6 now related cancers directly to drinking alcohol. And it damages the liver. And it stores sugar. The insulin has to store the sugar as fat in the liver. So you get a fat bottom, you get a double chin, you get a fat belly, and you get a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And if you're drinking too much alcohol, on top of a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, you can get a fatty liver disease. So drinking alcohol far in excess of one drink a day is going to damage your body and greatly help the chance of pushing you into one of 6 different cancers, we're now told by the liver experts. And having too much sugar without the chromium that's in this BioGlucose Control capsule that you can buy in your pharmacy and give children 1 a day if they're over 5 and adults 2 a day. And I've sold it in my pharmacy to people who were pre-diabetic. And that's 1 person in 3 in Great Britain, we're told, is pre-diabetic. Their sugar levels are such that it's already damaging them. They're not full-blown diabetic yet. But within 5 years, 1 in 3 will become full-blown diabetic with all the problems of diabetes, because then the people are more prone to blindness, heart disease, kidney damage and kidney failure, and amputation, because sugar damages nervous systems and the nerves control your blood supply, especially, well, the whole body. But it seems that the legs and the feet and the toes, they're the ones that seem to suffer most from too much sugar, especially in diabetics and pre-diabetics who are becoming diabetics. And unfortunately, in Great Britain, I'm only talking about Great Britain. I'm not talking about France and Germany and Spain and Italy and Portugal and Russia and Mallorca and Tenerife and all these other countries where people are having too much sugar. I'm talking about just in Great Britain, the number of people who have an amputation amongst diabetics from the sugar having damaged the nerves to the legs and the feet and the toes. Each week, not year, each week, the number is 169 people a week in Great Britain, unfortunately, are having an amputation. And if you multiply that by 52 weeks, I think it's over 7,000 people a year in Great Britain amongst diabetics are having amputations. And we were told recently that within the next 20 years, because of the way we're all eating and not getting exercise, etc., that 10% of the entire population will be diabetic. At the moment, there's 4 million people with diabetes, and 90% are type 2. And it's often caused by eating too much sugar, which is then damaging the body, and also making people overweight, and that can lead to obesity, and that can lead to being grossly obese. And then the sugar can't get into the cell, and we end up with all the problems that I've just mentioned. And they say in the next 20 years, the 4 million people, the numbers will rocket to 6 million. 6 million out of 65 million people, which is roughly one person in 10. So we do have to do something about this problem. Let's switch to another heading, which I read, which links also to some of the Pharmanord products. This was a heading, the young women who lack vital nutrients because of trendy diets. This article was also happened to be in the Daily Mail by Ben Spencer, the medical correspondent. It said, increasing numbers of young women are becoming deficient in vital nutrients thanks to trendy diets popularized by social media, experts have warned. Most Britons now lack key minerals such as potassium, magnesium, copper, and the mineral selenium. Selenium is the world's rarest mineral, and Great Britain's soil has the lowest levels in the world. So our British food that we eat, tomatoes, anything growing in our soil, hasn't got much selenium to give the fruit and vegetables that we're eating. It said the picture is particularly bad for women, especially those in the 20 and 30 age group, who are deficient in crucial nutrients such as iron, which is against anemia, and calcium, which helps to stop brittle bone disease, osteoporosis, and the mineral iodine. And you need iodine in many pathways, including a pathway that makes your thyroid work properly, because the hormone thyroxine that many women have to take when they've got underactive thyroids, there are 250,000 women walking about on thyroxine tablets. I give them out every day. But that thyroxine tablet, whether you're making thyroxine yourself in your thyroid or you have to take thyroxine as a supplement, that's called T4 in the hospital. And you have to convert it to the active form T3. And you can only do the conversion with a pathway which includes a substance with a very long name. It's called selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. Wow. In that word, you heard seleno is selenium, iodo is iodine. Selenium iodothyronine is linked to the word thyroxine. And if you can't make that because you haven't got enough of the minerals, the iodine, the selenium, then you can't convert your thyroxine, whether you're making it or getting it as a tablet from your doctor, as a prescription tablet from your pharmacy. And you can't convert it to the more active form, the T3 form. So you may still feel tired, depressed, and somewhat overweight, even though you're taking your thyroxine. But you need one of the Pharmanol products, and as I said, it is made to pharmaceutical standards. It's called Bio Soleno Precise. It costs 10 pence a day. It's a white tablet, and you need selenium because Great Britain's soil just so happens, when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago, that we drew in Great Britain the short straw. We have the lowest selenium as a country in the world. And selenium is linked to 25 pathways. Selenium P, if you've got enough selenium to make, selenium P protects your liver. The K1 protects your kidney. The M1, your muscle. The N1, your nerves. The S1, your skin. And thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. And there was a trial in Sweden where 400 people aged average, they were all between 70 and 88, were given a tablet of selenium, Bioselenium Precise, and two capsules of another product that Pharmanord make, a substance called Q10.
And that, Dennis, is where we'll have to hold it, because
I was just going to say, and the death rate dropped from heart attacks in these elderly people by 54%, taking Bioselenium Precise and Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules.
Well, there we go.
Unbelievable results.
Up next, we'll be chatting to Dr. Philippa Kay to be talking about a new application you can actually deal with as far as breastfeeding mothers are concerned. But Dennis, once again, another outrageously wonderful mini lecture. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Try and stop me.